Welcome back to our pregame show. Kelly Schultz, along with the head coach of the BSU Beaver women's basketball team, Chelsea DeVille, NSIC Coach of the Year in the North. Chelsea, I'm going to just keep saying that. I hope it doesn't get old. Congratulations, first of all, a big win over Concordia St. Paul, 71-70 in the quarterfinals.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, Kelly, you can call me whatever. It won't get old at all. But it was really difficult game. We fought the whole 40 minutes and came out 1 point ahead, and that's all that matters. It was just an awesome experience for our women.
Well, talk about the celebration by your team after you guys won and the buzzer went off.
I could have just started bawling like a baby. I dang near cried just during the national anthem, just because I was born with those type of emotions, and I wouldn't change it. I love it. Just seeing the joy on the faces and, you know, just every piece of it. It's such a big deal for our program and, you know, for everyone in the past, everyone going forward, just the families, everything. It's just it's a big deal for us.
Well, one of the things when I talked to Brooklyn Bachman, I said, you know, what's great about this team is that you get points from everyone. I mean, everywhere, you know, you're not just relying on one person. I mean, granted, Rachel Hadela had 20 points and Trinity Meyer had 22 points, but you're still getting great play from others, and you can rely on just about anybody. And that makes your team so hard to defend against. Is that kind of the team mantra, the goal of this team is to be hard to defend?
Oh, absolutely. And that is the difference between us and potentially years in the past, where we were limited on how we could score. You know, there's just five kids out there and they have 1 to 5 ways they can score depending on their role and what they're great at. And that's all you need to do. You don't need to, nor are you allowed to score somewhere where you're not going to find success. And they know what they're good at. They know their role. Their teammates know it. So they get the ball to them in the right spots at the right time. And it is when teams have that balance, much like Concordia St. Paul has on their team, it is difficult to guard because you can't just hone in on one person.
Your team in the first quarter, you were leading by 4 points. Concordia comes back. It was a tie game at the half. What were they doing better there in that second and third quarter that they were able to kind of take over the lead?
Well, I think, honestly, we got tired in that second quarter. Not having Taylor Bray, it just changed how we played, kind of skinnied up our bench a little bit within the, you know, usually we have a 1-2 punch. If Rachel's tired, Tay Bray goes in, vice versa. We don't miss a beat with our offense when we have both of our fives. And so that was a challenge. And, you know, just the emotion of this tournament and this game, even our kids, you could tell you get a little more tired right away because the emotion drains you a little bit too. So honest to God, we were just a little tired. And it made it a little more difficult for us to go inside. When we had to sub Rachel out, we were a different team, not moving the ball as much as we could have, and kind of settling for some 3-point shots that we don't love, but they were just adjusting as well. And we did a good job of taking our turn to kind of figure things out, how they were guarding us and what they're doing. And honestly, they just shot too high of a percentage for our liking as well. I think somewhere around 47% they finished with, they were getting great shots for their kids, which was, why they're so dang good. But we just kind of made it too easy on them sometimes.
What kind of adjustments did you make at half?
Right. We spoke about just those, hey, one pass wing to wing threes that we were rushing. And then we spoke about mostly defensively, not chasing them around so much, trying to kind of stay underneath and protect the paint a little bit. And, you know, we did a better job off the bounce, but I still thought, you know, some of the shots they got with their posts inside, the Schultz kid off the bench did a nice job for them, just getting a low spot and turning point blank. But we figured things out and we sucked it up a little bit and found ways to get stops.
In hockey, coach always talks about gripping your stick too tight when they get kind of nervous about how the game's going. In basketball, can you see the nerves or the maybe playing a little bit too, I don't know what to call it.
Yeah, you can say, we talk about it. You know, we play tight. We don't, like Scanny says, or Tori might say, we don't have that grip too much, but you can tell if we start slowing the ball down within our motion or kind of settling for shots and not really making great passes, you can play your playing tight and just kind of questioning every pass. And, you know, I didn't think we had any of that today. I just thought we were a controlled, mature group. Sure, we made some mistakes. I think we're 12 turnovers. 12's okay for us, honestly, because a lot of those turnovers were going into our posts. They weren't just kind of the relaxed, not seeing defenders type of turnovers. So I really didn't think we had that tight stick type of feel for us, which was nice. You know, you never know going into a tournament if the lights are going to be too bright for you. And we really didn't. And that just shows, you know, the maturity of our group.
You had 42 rebounds today. 29 of those were defensive. Your team has just been so good on the boards. What makes them so special out there on those rebounds?
Well, we really, really preached it. Some of the games we've lost, people have gotten too many offensive rebounds on us. We obviously wanted to take away any second chance points. But at the same time, part of that for us getting some offensive rebounds ourselves tonight is because we did take so many shots in the paint, so they couldn't transition back. And that was a big key for us against Concordia St. Paul. So definitely will be another focus for us on both sides of the floor tomorrow.
You're taking on the University of Minnesota Duluth. They beat you only a couple weeks ago in both games. They're also ranked number 9 right now in the country. They've only lost one game this season. Mm-hmm. How do you go into this? Obviously, it's a big game. It's a semifinal, but what can you tell us about Duluth? What are you taking from those two losses and how you're preparing for them?
Yeah, it is nice that we had just played them. Obviously, when you have this short turnaround and no practice or shoot around that we'll take in preparation, it mostly is just rewatching the film from a couple weeks ago. You know, I think the margin at the end of the game, it wasn't, you know, we didn't get our butts whooped by any means, and we missed quite a few layups. I think Friday night after the game when we watched the film, I counted about 26 points of not just baby layups, but absolutely makeable shots that we call makeable layups that we got to have at least a free throw attempt, or we got to make those things. So we got looks we wanted. We didn't shoot at a high percentage. But you know, in all fairness, it's going to be tougher than that. They're rolling. Brooke Olsen is my favorite player I've ever seen in the league right now, with just her ability to score inside and out. She's an all-American kid. Everything goes through her. When they need something, she's great. And then she has a surrounding cast of just unselfish basketball players as well. And that's what makes, Coach Pearson's team really good, is they're just a high class basketball team.
What's going to be a key to getting a win against them?
Well, we kind of the same thing. We got to limit Brooke Olsen. Just make somebody else try to beat you, which they're capable of doing. But, we just have to play really, really sharp defensively. And then we got to, again, go for those high percentage shots like we did against Concordia St. Paul on the offensive end.
Chelsea, how do you get your team prepared for a semifinal game? How do you keep them from getting caught up in the moment?
They've been doing a good job. You know, there's been a lot of moments this year with, streaks and awards and different things like that. And every day we say, hey, great job as a team, whoever got the award, whoever is part of the game day, but let's move on. And we have more business to do. And so they're so dang mature, and they control themselves. So I don't have to preach or coach them up off the court, whatever they're doing. When the lights turn off, I trust them and they'll be ready to go tomorrow.
Chelsea, good luck. We'll talk to you in the post game tomorrow. Go get that win.
All right, Kelly. Thanks. Appreciate you.